السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deception of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today we start Suratul Kahf, chapter number 18, and we concluded Surah Isra, Surah Bani Israel, chapter 17 on Friday. With the help and mercy of Almighty Allah, may Almighty Allah accept it. Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood nahi. Apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif mein khatam karna maqsood hai. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahab Rahimahullah, one of the greatest scholars and jurors Indo-Pak ever produced, has said that the aim should not be to complete the Quran Sharif only. The aim should be that we complete our life in the service of the Quran, of the Sunnah, of the Deenul Islam. Today, the 6th of Safar 1438, corresponding to the 7th of November 2016, we start Suratul Kahf, but before we do so, let us recap and summarize the previous lesson. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, قُلِدْءُ اللَّهَ أَوِدْءُ الرَّحْمَنِ. Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Sajda making the dua, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, words like this. So these mushrikeen, polytheists, idol worshippers said that, see, he is telling us we must believe in one God, one Allah, but he himself is taking so many several names. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala revealed this verse, قُلِدْءُ اللَّهَ. Say, take the name of Allah, أَوِدْءُ الرَّحْمَن, or the name of Rahman. Here there are three lessons for us to learn. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّي وَوَسَاجِدٌ فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى. The nearest the servant comes to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is when that person is in sajda, the act of complete submission and surrender to Almighty Allah. Hence make abundant dua in that posture, in that position. If it is in salat, the dua must be in Arabic, out of salat in any language. So that's the first lesson. Second lesson, أَيَّمَّا تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. All these are the wonderful, beautiful names of Almighty Allah. So when we go into sajda and we make dua, first praise Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and then you beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, first praise Almighty Allah, then durood salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then we ask Allah. This today what's happening, imams also, they just say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad and start their dua. That's not accordance with hadith. Hadith is teaching us, first you praise Almighty Allah. First, you thereafter, you read salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter, you make the dua. Third lesson, did you read the 99 names of Allah today? Start today, O Muslim, not tomorrow. Surah 7, Surah A'raf, verse number 180. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدُؤُوهُ بِهَا. Almighty Allah has wonderful, beautiful names. Invoke and call Almighty Allah by His names. So I mentioned to you on Friday as well, man ahsaha dakhal al jannah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, who recites and memorizes these names of Almighty Allah, he enters Jannah and Paradise, the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. This should be part of our ma'amool, our routine daily. It will enhance our love for Almighty Allah. It will increase our iman as well. وَلَا تَجَارَ بِسْوَلَاتِكَ وَلَا تُخَافِدْ بِهَا وَبَتَغِي بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ سَبِيلًا. This sentence here, our mother Siddiqah bint Siddiq, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha reports, and it is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Salat literally means dua. So she says this ayat was revealed, the sentence was revealed for dua. Don't raise your voices. You will find some people, they wake, they make dua so loud, they disturb everybody else, not permissible. And it should not be absolutely silent also, no. So it should be softly done. There should be tahreeke shafatain, movement of our lips. وَبَتَغِ بَيْنَ ذَٰلِكَ سَبِيلًا. So in between the two. So that is how we should be making dua. Certain tashahud, stretch out our hands. We are beggars in the court of Almighty Allah. We can have millions and billions in the bank, but we are paupers by Almighty Allah. The last ayat of Surah Bani Israel is known as Ayatul Izz, the ayat of honor, the ayat of respect and dignity. Everything belongs to Almighty Allah. How many people, how many organizations, how many Maulvis, they try their level best to discredit people and organizations. But Almighty Allah has His own system. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah gives izzat and honor to whomsoever He wishes. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala disgraces whomsoever He wishes. We can see the politics of the day in South Africa and America and so many places. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِيمٍ. Whosoever Almighty Allah humiliates and disgraces, there is none to give them honor. That is Almighty Allah. Who is Almighty Allah? Read the whole verse, I explain to you. وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا. Allah Jalla Wala is that Zat, is that Supreme Being. He has no children. No Isa alayhi salam is his son. No Uzair alayhi salam, Ezra, peace be upon him, is his son. No daughters. The Mushrikeen polytheists in Makkah used to say, the Malaika angels are the daughters of Allah. This is the height of kufr and shirk. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ. And there's none, a partner to Almighty Allah in His sovereignty, authority, and His power. Remember, none, absolutely none. To equate Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or any creation with Allah is kufr, and that person is out of the fold of Islam. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ. There's none equal to Allah. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. So remember, there is no partner to Almighty Allah in His authority, sovereignty, in any aspect, none. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِّنَ الذُّلِّ. He does not need any helper, any assistant. وَلِيٌّ مُؤِينٌ وَنَاصِرٌ. He does not need مِّنَ الذُّلِّ because of weakness. Nay, Allah is قَوِيٌّ عَزِيز. He is Almighty, All-Powerful. وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا. Glorify the name of Almighty Allah. Say Allahu Akbar كَبِيرًا. So Almighty Allah was, is, will always be the biggest, the mightiest, the greatest. Therefore, we cannot make ruku and sajda to any creation. Janaza, salat, the mayyit is there in front, then the imam, then the people. So with no ruku, no sajda, because ruku, sajda is solely, only, exclusively for Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Allahu Akbar. So that is the lesson we should lead. Hafiz ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, has commented under this verse, the Salaf al-Salih, the pious predecessors of those times, they used to say, read this ayat at night, lam tusibhu afatun, wala sariqatun. O people, read this last ayat from alhamdulillah alladhi, tal wa kabbiru takbira at night, no calamity, misfortune, no theft, no kidnapping, no hijacking will take place. Read all this instead of wasting time with the TV and satanic activities. Then Almighty Allah will envelope us with His mercy. Suratul Kahf, Surah 18, it comprises 110 verses, Makkiyah, revealed before the Hijrah to Medina Munawwara, and it is Surah 69 according to the revelation. If you go according to revelation, the first surah or the first part of a surah was Surah Alaq, Iqra Bismi. And remember, the last surah is Iza Ja'a Nasrullah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Almighty Allah, the one who is very, very gracious, very, very merciful. We discussed that several times in the past. The virtues of Surah Kahf are tremendous. We'll just mention three. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's authentic hadith mentioned in Sunan Nasai, Man qara'a Surat al-Kahf yawm al-Jumu'ah. When you read Surah Kahf on a Friday, night of Friday, Thursday night, what we call in English, or the day of Friday, then أَضَاءَ لَهُ مِنَ النُّورِ مَا بَيْنَ الْجُمُوَتَيْنِ. Almighty Allah blesses that person with radiance, effulgence from one Friday to the next. Authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai. Second one, مَنْ قَرَأَ أَشَرَ آيَةٍ مِنْ سُورَةِ الْكَهَفِ. Whosoever reads the first 10 verses of Surah Kahf, then usima min fitnati dajjal. That person is protected from the trials and tribulation of dajjal. So this got nothing to do with Friday. You can read it any day. So the first 10 verses if we read. And in Musnad Ahmad, this hadith is mentioned. Another hadith, man qara'a akhira. So one hadith is mentioned, man qara'a awwala. So in some hadith, the first 10 verses are mentioned. Some hadith, the last 10 ayats are mentioned. So if it is 10 beginning, 10 ending, so read both sides. That person will be protected from the torment and the trials and tribulation of Dajjal, the big, big deceiver. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded us, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min fitnatil masihid dajjal. Why are we told to read the surah? There's a lesson here for the youth. There's a lesson here for the corporate world, people in business. There's a lesson here for the true ulama. So lesson for every strata of society. Next one, ghari hira. Ghar means a narrow cave. Kahf means a broad cave. So this is today's lesson, the introduction. Tomorrow will be the story. Alhamdulillah alladhi, everlasting glory, everlasting praise. To who? To Him, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala alone. Alhamdulillah alladhi anzala ala abdi. He, Almighty Allah, revealed upon Him His beloved servant. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah. The highest of high, but he's called Abd, the slave, the servant of Allah. The miraculous nocturnal journey where no personality went before Habibullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or after that, there Allah mentions, سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى. Everlasting glory be to Almighty Allah who took His slave in a portion of the night from the Haram Sharif in Makkah to Masjid al-Aqsa. So أنزلَ. But the Quran was revealed on Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, نزلَ, over a period of 23 years. So what is mentioned here, أنزلَ? So remember that it means it was revealed to Sama ad-Dunya, to the first heaven, the first sky, and from there it was revealed to the Mubarak blessed heart of the Master alayhi salatu salam over a period of 23 years. So that is correct, no problem. Anzala ala abadil kitab. Almighty Allah alone revealed his book, the Quran Sharif, the greatest miracle of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for all times, all places. Walam yajal lahu iwaja. You will not find any crookedness in it, crooked Hillary. So remember that crooked Maulvis today you find also. Walam yajal lahu iwaja. So remember that there is no crookedness in this book, the Quran Sharif. 100% qayyima. It is straight. It will teach you. We need to have that pure heart. No kufr, no shirk, no nifaq. Then only will it enter the inner recesses of the heart. You see the law of tajweed here. Iwaja qayyima. So you pause there for 1 second, 2 seconds, and then you continue. But if you don't do that, there's no sin or anything. It is better that you pause. Sakta kallabal rana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. So you find various places in the Noble Quran. Ya waylana man ba'athana min marqadina. Hada ma wa'ada ar-Rahman. وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقٍ. So like that you will find some places in Noble Quran. It's a pause without breaking your breath. What indeed is the Quran Sharif? قَيِّمًا لِيُنذِرَ. It is a book which is straight at all times, all places. لِيُنذِرَ. So to warn, Almighty Allah is going to warn. The Quran Sharif is going to warn. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is warning. Ba'asan shadidan milladunuhu. So a terrible, grievous punishment and chastisement from him, from Allah, that for those people who reject the message and the messenger. Wa yubashshir al-mu'minin alladhina ya'maluna salihat. And Almighty Allah is giving glad tidings to those who are the true believers. You will not find a single verse in the Quran where Almighty Allah speaks of reward and so forth for people with Islam. No. Always you will find with Iman. So Islam is the external, internal is Iman. That is the real criteria. وَيُبَشِّرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala will give the glad tidings in this world. And you will find that you are receiving some great, great lessons in Bisharat and Bushra. لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Glad tidings in this world and the year after, Quran says. يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ. For those people who carry out, execute the righteous deeds and actions. أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرَنَ حَسَنَا. For them is a handsome reward. The reward in this world, it's a bonus. The real optimum, maximum reward in the year after. فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. So the reward in this world is a bonus, and the reward in the year after is not our piety, is not our actions. That is sabab zahiri, the superficial reason. The real reason is the rahmah, the mercy of Almighty Allah has enveloped us. Makithina fihi abada. They will dwell and stay there in the jannat and paradise, perpetually, eternally, everlasting. وَيُنذِرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا. Our deenul Islam is based on tawheed. There's a foundation. And Allah is warning those people who say that Almighty Allah has taken children or a child. And any person dies like that with that belief, he goes to Jahannam and the hellfire perpetually, eternally. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika shay'a. Dua in Sunan Nasai. Learn, O Ummah Muslimah. Learn, O listeners of CII and Sirius FM. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. O beloved Allah, I seek your protection. An ushrika bika shay'a. I ascribe somebody something to you. Today people make crazy, crazy claims. Sometimes they'll tell you Allah has a son, Allah has a daughter, Allah has partners. They will tell you does that. Almighty Allah says, مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ. They have absolutely no knowledge. Yeah, there's some grammar involved. Ilm is nakira, a common noun, and is preceded by negation. So when you find a negation preceding a common noun, the meaning is absolute. If you don't understand it, don't worry. النكره في سياق النفي تدل على العموم. That's the balagha, the rhetoric, the beauty, the style, the diction of the Quran. Therefore, you must learn the art of translating. ما لهم به من علم. They don't have knowledge in correct translation. ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم. They have absolutely no knowledge, nothing at all. So they don't have any knowledge, nothing. So, voila, knowledge, what we call knowledge. That knowledge that brings you to Almighty Allah, that brings you to Mustafa Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that brings you towards Islam. And no, for the forefathers, they'll tell you, Bab Dada Em Karta Huta. When I tell a person a masla, he say, my father, grandfather used to do it. I told him the kafirs gave the same dalil and evidence. Therefore, they and their fathers all go to Jahannam. Quran says so. So remember, that's not evidence in Islam. Evidence in Islam is Quran and Sunnah. Evidence in Islam is what the Sahaba did, the consensus of Sahaba. And evidence in Islam is qiyas, analogy by the great four Imams and so forth. That is dalil and evidence in Islam, not fairy tales. Kaburat kalimatan takhuruju min afwahihim. Their grievous is what comes out from their mouth. Today Trump is trumpeting away. Tomorrow, they say, is the elections. The elections that will divide them even more. Remember, no one can unite them. When Almighty Allah, Allah ki la tibe awaz hai, Allah stick is silent. When Almighty Allah wants to decimate and destroy people, وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ أَجَالٍ, Almighty Allah give them a lighter time frame. Yes, you had your fun and games. Now the decline starts. And his writing is on the wall. So, كَبُرَتْ كَلِمَةً تَخْرُجُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. They make big, big statements, grievous kufr statements, coming out from their mouths. إِيَّقُولُونَ إِلَّا كَذِبًا. They speak nothing but lies and fabrication. Muslims are terrorists. Are we terrorists? Who is occupying Palestine? Who is occupying Syria? Who is occupying Iraq? Who is occupying Burma? Who is occupying Kashmir? You will find the Jews, the Christians, the Buddhas, the Hindus. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. They are together, friends together. It's the munafiqeen and the hypocrites of this ummah who sell the deen of Almighty Allah. Remember, they speak with a forked tongue. So these are the people Almighty Allah is saying, إِيَّقُولُونَ إِلَّا كَذِبًا. That what they utter and speak are lies and fabrications. Who is Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That master, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah. Night time, weeping, crying, begging, sobbing all to Almighty Allah. Ya ayyuhal muzammil, qumil layla illa qalilan nisfahu. Allahumma hadi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Ya Allah, my people, they are swearing me, throwing stones in my direction, spitting in my face, Ya Allah. But I am rahmatul lil alameen. Give them hidayat, Ya Allah. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is crying to Allah for the guidance of humanity. And so much feeling me and you, we do something, 90% of the time is just going through the motions. There's no real feeling, there's no zeal, enthusiasm. To cry in the darkness of the night for our enemies, who will do that? That is the sunnah of Nabawiyyah, of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Raat ko, Allah se maangna, aur din ko, makhlouk par, mehnat karna aur daawat dena. Daytime, the Master, alayhi salatu salam, inna laka finnari sabahan tawila. So go the length and breadth wherever he could go and invite them. Whatever unsavory remarks they made, it was irrespective. And if and when they died, he felt so hurt that how come I have no ulterior motive and yet they're not accepting me as the messenger or the message? Allah consoles. You call this the salli. Allah pacifies. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fala allaka bakhi'un nafsak. Perchance, perhaps you, ya Rasulullah, bakhi'un nafsaka. You will destroy your own life. Fala tadhhaba nafsuka alayhim hasarat. Do not let so much grief, so much sadness come upon you, ya Rasulullah, because they are not accepting your message. So that was the message for all times, all places. Because the Master, alayhi salatu salam, was, is, will always be the only personality with this quality. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you, ya Rasulullah, but as a messenger, not only for human beings, for jinn and every creation of Almighty Allah. The Master, alayhi salam, is rahmah for them. So that love, that feeling, that zeal, and when they don't accept, that sadness and grief, Allah is consoling Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِئٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ. And after following them meaning following their actions, following their response, following their reaction. So, عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِلَّمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ. If and when they don't bring iman on this speech, hadith speech, on this announcement, on this kalam, kalamullah, the speech of Almighty Allah, asafa. So why? Out of grief, out of sadness, so sad Nabi alayhi salatu salam was, why are they not accepting? Therefore, in Shama'il Tirmidhi, it is mentioned, Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam da'im al-fikr. All the time, most of the time, he was very, very sad, worrying, pensive mood, as you call in English. Ya Allah, how come these people? Today, 7 billion people on this earth, 6 billion openly say we don't want Islam. The 1 billion we are saying we just fool ourselves. If you find it, a 500 million also will be lucky who are true Muslims. So you must remember we have a lot of work to be done. But who is doing it? We need to do the work and we need to warn the people of the enemies of Islam. It is a simultaneous effort. إِلَّمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا. If we just look in our own families, you will see how many people are so far away from the deen. People becoming murtad within our families, extended families. Totally out. They will tell you that interest must be legalized. That person is 100% murtad and out of the fold of Islam. They will mock at parda and hijab and niqab and tell you this is all nonsense, Allah forbid, such people out of the fold of Islam. Their name can be Ahmad, Muhammad, Fatima, Zainab, it means nothing. 100% they're out of the fold of Islam. So we have to, night time especially, daytime is good, but night time is better. Cry, beg Allah, ya Allah, give them hidayat. Bring them back into the fold of Islam and then the entire human race. That is what we have to do and make that effort which Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam made. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.